Welcome to the FYMU Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the source of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Nun in the Hoiz V'Hodor edition, starting Daf Mem Tesamud Beis in the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara refers to what we learned in the Mishnah, that if you took Pesach and you shechted Shaloi Lishmoi, if you did it on Shabbos, he's Chayv Chatos. Says the Gemara Mastis, so the Mishnah is talking about B'Yodeya Boshu Pesach, V'Shechotu L'Shem Shlomim. He knows it's a Koran Pesach, but he still is doing Shaloi Lishmo. So it is Chayv Chatos. But I asover Boshu Shlomim. He thought this Korban is Shlomim. He made a mistake. V'Shechotu L'Shem Pesach. But he shechted Shaloi Lishmo to be Pesach. And then it turned out to be that he was actually right. It was a Koran Pesach. What will be the din then? Says the Gemara Mudalef, it's a Machlokes. Ramona Omar, Yesh Basiyosu Mitzvah, Mabrisho Omar, In Basiyosu Mitzvah. Ramona says, and he took a Korban Pesach, and he had the Kavod of Korban Pesach, that's good enough. Abrazi says, although he took a Korban Pesach, but he thought it was Shlomim. So in his mind, he changed the Kavod of the Korban. So even though it turned out to be the right thing, it's still not a mitzvah. He merely is Chayav Chatos. So says the Gemara, Reb Chaim explains, this is the question of Ramano. If he had rams that belonged to the tzibur, and he thought that they were sheep, and he shecht them for rams, meaning his kavana was to change it for what they were, but he didn't change it, very similar to what he said before. Shema lo alu latzibur l'shem elim. Do you think it doesn't work for the tzibur? Titani kem, you have a braisa mefereshu that says, Eile tzibur she'asovu she'en kvosim, v'shochtem l'shem elim, the ram of the tzibur. He thought there were sheep, and he had kavana for elim. Kvar olu letzibur shemuchayva. Not only it's a good carbon, it's olu letzibur. It's you fulfilled your obligation. The Gemara now continues and speaks about the next part of the Mishnah. The Rabbi Shua says if he took other korbanos and he had kavana l'shem Pesach, Rabbi Shua pointed because it's considered to be toyer b'dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara Mastis, so b'sovu boshu Pesach v'shoch l'shem Pesach. He thought it was a Pesach, and he shechted l'shem Pesach. What happens? He knows the nature of this korban. And he says, you know what? I'll think about it for Pesach. Maybe it's going to work. He assumes this works. What will be the din then? Here's the opposite of what we said before. Ramana says, that's not a mitzvah. He took shlomi to make it to Pesach. Rabbi says, this is a mitzvah. Because he thinks you could change it for Pesach. Says the Gemara, Mistabr de Amanu, Mekamaiso de Abyesi Bechriso. And the first machlekes, you have Amanu and Abyesi. Romano said it is a mitzvah when you are taking your Pesach and thinking Pesach. And in the second machlekes, we have machlekes Romano and Abyesi. And Abyesi says that he took korban that he knows is shlomi and had intention to do Pesach. According to Abishua, it's a Torah Dvar mitzvah, which is butter. In both cases, we paskin that it's okay. Meaning we paskin like Amanu in the first case, like Abyesi in the second case. Now in the Mishnah, we found that Rabbi Elazar told Rabbi Yeshua, how can you compare other korbanos to Pesach? Pesach, if you do Lishmoi, is mutter. When you change his name, is chayov. Other zvachim, they're not allowed to do Lishmoi. It's not supposed to be done for that purpose. When they change the Shmo, and of course it's chayov. Says the more on that, Amin lei sadot de Rabbi Elazar tetuv to Rabbi Yeshua. It's not really a question. Yechol emeimer lei heachad meshivini midovah shedorka lechalif al darka she'in darka lechalif. Meaning, because this is the time of Pesach, people make the mistake and think they can do all korbanos for Pesach. It's called dar kol yicholif. It's normal to make that mistake. But when you're doing other korban, when you're doing Pesach for another korban, that's not supposed to be. Why are you right now thinking about shlomim, which is a nedava? So dafka Pesach, we did shaloi lishmoi, so he's chaya, because he changed it to something which you're not supposed to change it for. What kind of mistake is that? But other korbanos you're thinking for Pesach, they will be okay, because there it's dar kol yicholif. Now the Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yeshua answered to Rabbi Elazar and said, "Lo yomat a Pesach yishin yishmo midover osur." Term is zvachu yishin midover amotor. Pesach was talking that he had in mind to do something which is wrong. Don't be a rav from other zvachim that had in mind to do something which is right. Says the Gemara, "Lo yadod Rabbi Yeshua tetuso al der Elazar." That question, that tiny of Rabbi Yeshua, is not a question of Rabbi Elazar. The Yochel Meir Lei could answer him, "Hai Pesach shuvin sheshach tashem shimo in Rabbi Yishino al dover kesher v'teimar chayov." Meaning, if you took a Koran Pesach of Reuven, and you had in mind to do the Koran Pesach for Shimon, then he's going to be chayav. Everybody agrees to that. Even though it's Dover HaMutter, Korban of Shimon is allowed to be done this day, because we talk about Erev Pesach. But he's taking the wrong Korban, he's taking the Korban of Reuven and having in mind to do for Shimon. That can make it possible. That we agree that it's chayav. So you see, the fact that you're doing the Dover HaMutter doesn't make it okay. So the Tanya of Yeshua against Rabbi Elazar can answer him, don't bring your raya from there. And the Mishnah concluded and said, there may or may have a shech l'shem imur tzibur, if you shech any other korban for the imur of tzibur, he's potter. Any other korban for korban is tzibur, he's potter. Says the one Rabbi Elazar divrei Meir afilu egel. Meaning Rabbi Meir, they wanted to tell me that Toibet Devar Mitzvah is more lenient in that case. So regarding Korban Pesach, if someone took an eagle, a calf, and he brought it for Korban Pesach, even though a calf cannot be brought for Korban Pesach, the only thing that can be Korban Pesach is only se or eis, only a sheep or a goat. But Rabbi Meir was more lenient, the Gabi Toibet Devar Mitzvah, he says a person can make a mistake and bring a calf. Says the Gemara, Shamat Minotarat, you learn from these two things. Continues the Gemara, Dafnun Amud Beis, Shamat Minot Dovar Sheyesh Lo Kitzvah. As we saw in the Mishnah, you see, even though he's shechting it for Korban Tzibur, it has a limit, it has a certain amount, and you know exactly what it's supposed to bring. Still, if someone made that mistake, he's potter. Also, you learn, Dova Shein Darek Elis Chalef. You also learn that even something that usually you don't make that mistake, like between an eagle and a seh, between a calf and a sheep, you don't make usually that mistake, still is Torah Dvar Mitzvah. Says the Gemara, but there's one caveat by a mayor, V'yesh Ba'asiyosu Mitzvah. It must be that the mistake he made is with something which is a mitzvah itself. He has a korban shlamim, which is a mitzvah to shecht. And by mistake, he shechts it for korban pesach. But something that's no mitzvah at all, takes a chulin, just a regular animal, and he has in mind to do korban pesach, then for sure he's chayav, even according to Rameir. Says the Gemara of Shem, Loki Shomar, Yesh Basiyosu Mitzvah, he agrees as well. According to Rameir, you need to have a mitzvah when you do it. And what will be an example? Kegon Yivamto Nido Ubo Aleo. He has a Yivama, who's a Nido. He's not supposed to have a Be'ilo with a Nido. But she's a Yevama. So when he does Be'ilah with her, he's becoming the mitzvah of Yibum. So in that case, it's considered to be a Yitzvah with our mitzvah, who's potter. Because he's still busy with the mitzvah. Rabbi Yechon Ramar, Ein Basiyos Mitzvah. Rameo holds a Shita, even if there's no mitzvah in that Siyah. What will be the case? Kegoin Shnei Shipudim. He has two spits with meat in it. Chad Shel Shchuto. One is a carbon Shchuto. Vechad Shel Noisar. That's the Gersa of Rab Chaim. So one is Asur Bachilo. Instead of eating the shchuto, he ate the noiser. The noiser he's eating, there's no mitzvah to eat it. So even though he's not doing a mitzvah, he's considered to be Torah B'dvar Mitzvah and he's potter. Says the Gemara, we're using here the Giyus of Rav Chaim. Masniso pligo al Rish Lakish. Chori, find a Mishnah against Rish Lakish. That even if you're not doing a mitzvah, according to your Mer, you're potter. What's the case of the Mishnah? It's a Mishnah of Masechet Shabbos. When a person has two babies to do a bris milah, one baby, the day of the bris milah is on Shabbos. You're allowed to do it on Shabbos. The other baby, he has the bris milah to do on Sunday. By mistake, he took the baby of Sunday and made the bris on him on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Shokach umalet shalach haShabbos b'Shabbos. He made a mistake. He did bris milah of the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar mechayev chatos, he b'shua poiter. Rabbi Elazar says he still chayev chatos. He doesn't hold the din of oisei b'dvar mitzvah in this case. Rabbi Elazar says he's patur. Hi, he says the Gemara, arein b'asiyasu mitzvah. Now that he's doing the bris milah on the Sunday baby, there's no mitzvah at all. There's no mitzvah to do it today. The mitzvah is only tomorrow. So you see that there is at least one mandama that holds, even when you're not doing a mitzvah, if you're oisa, it's still considered to be oisa with bar mitzvah, you put them in a carbon. And that's against Rish Lakish that holds, you have to at least do a mitzvah when you're doing the wrong thing. So the more Shmuel kaput kayo amar lemochesh basiyosu mitzvah. That's not a rayo. Because here it is considered to be a mitzvah. Yes, there's no mitzvah to do the bris milah today, but there will be a mitzvah to do tomorrow. So it's still something of a mitzvah, connected to a mitzvah, even though it's not a mitzvah at the moment, it's about to be a mitzvah. But says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, there are mayor, that mishnah, you bring a riot to me, then even if you didn't do a mitzvah, you're still potter, that's the shita of Rameir, there are mayor here. Says the Gemara, there are mayor, Omar, Dovah Shesh Basiyos, mitzvah potter, Dovah Shein, Ba'ayin Basiyos, mitzvah machlekes. You don't say the word chayov. Meaning, if it's mitzvah when you do it, everybody agrees, it's oisei with our mitzvah and you're potter. And if it's not a mitzvah, like the case of the two babies, the one was came only on Sunday, so then that's the machlokes of Blazer Rabbi Shua. But Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shua disagrees, and he holds Tova Shein Basiyosu Mitzvah Chayav. Everybody holds this Chayav if he's not doing a mitzvah right now. V'sheyesh Basiyosu Mitzvah Machlokes. The machlokes is when you aren't doing a mitzvah. There a Blazer holds that still because he made a mistake is not considered to be derby dar mitzvah. And Rabbi Shua holds that because he's busy with something which is a mitzvah to do, so he's going to be potter. And what will be the case, according to Rabbi Shimon, I will see it later, is when you have two babies, one was supposed to do the bris milah on Friday, and one is supposed to do on Shabbos. And he did the Friday one on Shabbos. So the Friday one, he's doing a mitzvah, just on the wrong day. So it's considered to be that he's doing a mitzvah, and therefore that is the case of Torah B'dvar Mitzvah, that Rabbi Shua is proiter, libra de Rabbi Shimon. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Nun.